56 school districts and charter schools in Michigan began the school year in the red. A coalition of community leaders in Detroit is asking the state to assume $350 million in school debt. State lawmakers are being asked for $725,000 to cover unpaid debts of the former Buena Vista School District near Saginaw, the district they dissolved 2 years ago. These are just a few of the many signs of money troubles facing school administrators and state lawmakers. Detroit News reporter Chad Livengood is with us again. Hello, Chad.
Hi, thanks for having me in the program, Cindy.
Always good to have you, Chad. Well, we heard from the Community-Based Coalition for the Future of Detroit School Children, talked with them last week. On their wish list is, of course, having the state assume that Detroit district debt to the tune of $350 million. And when we talked with co-chair Tanya Allen, she was very, very clear. She said Detroit's the canary in the mine shaft, and there are so many other districts on shaky financial ground. Which districts, Chad, are in the biggest trouble?
Well, the school district in Pontiac has been in trouble for some time now. They are under a state consent agreement. They have a lot of unpaid bills. They're kind of slowly pulling themselves out of it. Detroit Public Schools is obviously the biggest kahuna in the room here. They've got this $350 million in debt service that essentially is just money borrowed to pay the bills over the last 10 years. And it's been rolled up into one big payment, $53 million a year. $1,200 per student comes off the top of their $7,300 student foundation grant from the state. This is an unusual amount of money per student that is going to operating debt service. This is separate from capital. The coalition in Detroit is not asking for state assistance with the district's capital debt, which some of it is approaching $2 billion in buildings that aren't even being occupied anymore, which is a problem in of itself. But they're just asking for the state to assume this debt payment so that the district doesn't have to make that payment right off the top. That debt service gets paid before any other bills, basically, in Detroit because they don't want default. And the other thing that the coalition is asking for is relief from paying the state pension system, which is a $100 million a year bill on a $700 million budget. And that's probably the bigger, harder, tougher ask here in front of the legislature, because if the legislature granted one school an exemption from paying its pension bill, they'd have to grant 500 school districts the same exemption. Everyone would be in line for that. So there is not a sense that this $350 million is dead on arrival. Mm-hmm. It's just that it's a pretty big amount of money. As Al Pashoka, the chairman of the House Appropriations Committee, told me, it makes Detroit's bankruptcy grand bargain of $195 million look like a used car note.
Ouch. Ouch. But Governor Snyder actually kind of made something that when we told Tanya Allen, she was pleasantly surprised. There were some overtures that he is aware and open to solutions to the problem.
Yeah, and he's actually been a little out in front of this. He included in his proposed school aid budget a $75 million line item for distressed schools. It was kind of vague, and because it was vague and there wasn't actually any committed plan for how the money would be spent, the House and Senate Appropriations Committees have chopped it down to $4 million in the House and $8.9 million in the Senate. But it's still open for negotiation in the legislature if the governor comes to them with a specific plan, which we expect that he probably will this month sometime. And that could be to pay that $53 million payment for DPS. It could be to free up some more money for the emergency loan fund for schools, which is nearly tapped out. They created this $50 million loan fund a couple of years ago, and distressed schools in Benton Harbor, Muskegon Heights, Pontiac, the former districts of Inkster and Buena Vista, which got dissolved, they have borrowed money from this fund, and it's nearly out of money. And so the governor's Treasury Department has already asked for the fund to be doubled. So a lot of these things could be all kind of put into one big package of bills related to distressed schools. This has definitely got the attention of lawmakers more than it has in recent memory.
But as the school year is wrapping up, you see administrators who have to plan ahead for the 2015-2016 school year, and then the legislature's going on summer vacation in a couple of months. So what needs to happen and by when to help these struggling districts?
Well, we make the assumption the legislature is going on summer vacation.
True.
The prevailing thought in Lansing is right now, if Proposal 1 goes down in flames on May 5th, which a lot of people are predicting it will, the legislature is going to spend some more time in Lansing working on budget issues. this being one of them, and also the roads. And so this is all going to kind of come to a head here in May. If Proposal 1 passes, there's suddenly going to be $300 million and more revenue for education available, which will probably make this proposal to try to help out DPS or other distressed schools a lot more amenable.
And without state assistance, what's going to happen?
Without state assistance, the coalition and the district will argue that DPS will continue to run up $100 million plus deficits and be unable to sort of get a clean slate as their enrollment kind of continues to decline with the declining population of school-aged children. So the problem is not going to go away anytime soon.
And not just DPS, but looking at all of these other ailing districts all over the state.
Yeah, there is 56 school districts that started this school year in deficit. And so several of them are going to come out, they're projecting to come out of deficit by the end of June, but there are still a lot of struggling schools, and these financial struggles do correspond with academic struggles. And so we will see just how resolved the legislature is trying to help these children who are essentially trapped in these failing schools.
Chad Livengood with the Detroit News. Always good to talk with you, Chad. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.